Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
D-Maze, Fink, and the Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Derek Mason and Adam Vinken here with you. Brian Callahan, scheduled to address reporters at 1:30. We will bring you his news conference live as soon as it starts. But before we get there, it's Monday at 1 o'clock, which means it's time to talk to our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter. Teron, we're having plenty of conversation, as I'm sure you are as well, about the status of Rand Carthon. We have not seen a statement from Amy Adams Strunk declaring what's going to happen with anybody, but we've already seen some general manager, some owners around the NFL put out statements in support of their general managers. At this time, what are you hearing about the status of Rand Carthon as Titans general manager?
Yeah, I don't think that there is going to be a move made there. To be honest with you, I will say don't be surprised, because we know how things have gone before. But just in talking to some of the players, obviously they're only going to say so much, but they have the understanding that, you know, Rand is going to get an opportunity to continue to build. And I think in just some of the other sources here in the building, one other source, I do believe that he's going to be back. But again, you never know. But I think he is going to be back.
When you talk to the players, when you talk to your sources, because I'm sure a lot of Titans fans are hearing what you're just saying and they're screaming at the radio. I can think of a certain host who hosts a show from 2 to 6 on the station Monday through Friday. But what are you hearing about why the team is confident that Rand Carthon is still the right person to be the general manager of this team?
Well, the thing that I've gotten is the belief that there is still time to build. What else I've gotten is just the belief in him himself, the relationship building that he has. They're looking at some of the things that happened as far as the signing. You point to Lloyd Cushenberry, who, you know, a solid signing, but he was injured, so he couldn't finish. You know, you point to Lejarius Sneed, who, you know, wasn't playing up to the level that is a true number one shutdown corner, top corner in the league, but he still was playing solid, and he had the injury. So, I mean, those are the two that, you know, get brought up. And then I've been pointed to Tony Pollard and Calvin Ridley as well. And then you look at draft-wise, Jarvis Brownlee Jr., being able to find guys later and build depth. And that's really the main thing is – well, what I've been told is the objective is to acquire draft picks and build the roster throughout, and that's something that they haven't been able to do just as far as a young, cheap talent perspective.
Teron Davenport joining us on DVD. Teron, with Brian Callahan scheduled to address reporters within the next 30 minutes, it certainly seems as if though Brian Callahan will be retained as Titans head coach. As you evaluate, and you're going to have more time to do this, but your early evaluation of Brian Callahan's first season as an NFL head coach, what did you like about Callahan as a coach, and where do you see the biggest room for improvement?
The thing I like the most is there's two things, the authenticity and the consistency. And I think, you know, it's very clear that he and Mike Vrabel are two different individuals, right? You know, Mike Vrabel had a different way of leadership. Brian Callahan has his own. And not saying one is right and one's wrong, but they allowed these players to see who they are, and they stayed to who they are, right? And I think, you know, when you look at the way he was able to tap into the optimism with these guys, I remember talking to Cheeto Owuzie, and he told me that one of the things that he loves about Callahan is no matter what, they still felt like, you know, there was something that gave them a chance. They still felt like, you know, there was reason for optimism. It never was. And despite this year being as bad as it's been, they never had the feeling that, hey, you know what, it's just time to cancel Christmas, so to speak. So I think that's a good thing. Now, there were some times where I think he probably could have set more of an example, right? You know, back to training camp, you know, when Jeffrey Simmons got into the fight, hey, you got to kick him out of practice. You know what I mean? Because that's something that you just can't tolerate. So there are some things where there's area for improvement, but I think just being authentic and being consistent, that's a huge start, and that's something that you have to have because these players will see right through it otherwise.
TD, we'll talk with Teron Davenport discussing the Tennessee Titans and where they go from here. Do you get a sense that Amy – that she knew how depleted of players or how depleted of superstar players this roster really had. Do you think, from what you've gathered, because everyone, you know, they're pointing at what Rand Carthon did, and listen, I understand that. I get it. But as an owner, you got to look at this from, you know, sort of like a 3D lens. It's not just this season. It's prior seasons as well. Do you think she really understood how inept this roster was when both Callahan and Rand took over?
Yeah, I think that's really the big question. And that's kind of the thing that they have to help her see a little bit more. I would imagine she did see it just because – the John Robinson firing, it wasn't just because, you know, A.J. Brown, you know, took the belt off and gave him a spanking. You know, there were other things that led into that. You had, you know, your first and second round pick handed jobs in year two, and they promptly turned the jobs over to rookies that year, you know, Roger McCreary and Nicholas Petit-Ferrer. So, I mean, I think when you look at that, you have guys who took jobs over, and I think she understands it. But I don't know that it's as clear, right? And I think that clarity is really what's going to allow this current regime to get back for another year. And to me, you know, the big thing to me, in my opinion, was there was mismessaging. I think it should have been established through the media, through to the fans that, hey, look, you're striving to win, but this is a reload, a rebuilding year. And I think so many of the free agent acquisitions, you know, that were done to build up for the years of depleted draft classes where you have, you know, two or three guys remaining from three draft classes. I think free agency was done to offset that, but that set a different kind of imaging, so to speak, to where, hey, look, they're signing free agents. They're going for the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, you're right, because I looked at the draft quickly. Over the last, say, 6, 7, 8 years. And that period from 2016 to 2020 went ultimately, or was it 21? Ultimately, he got fired 22. Yeah, 22. Out of all those drafts, they got 3-4 people left from all those drafts. Yeah. And that's why I look at it and say, listen, she had to have known that it was going to take some time for this team to reach a point where they can start winning consistently, because you can't win in this league if you don't have young talent. And the Titans haven't been able to accumulate and keep young talent. So from me saying that, what do you think they do in this year's draft? Will we get a better picture as free agency starts to happen? Or will get a clearer picture of what they're doing even before that in regards to, are they going to pick, or are they going to sort of try to accumulate draft picks and move out of that number one spot?
Yeah, well, to your point about the young talent, this organization, they re-signed one first-round pick out of six, okay? One out of six. It's tough when you have that situation. But, I mean, the general idea has consistently been what they want to do is accumulate draft picks. You know, that was the big thing in the Hopkins trade, and that's why that deal was made. That was the big idea in the Ernest Jones, the fourth trade, was to get that fourth-round pick. They want to accumulate picks because they want to acquire young talent. But that being said, there's an understanding that this organization isn't just a quarterback away. Mm-hmm. But I think, and I right before we got on this call, I was watching Arizona versus Colorado. Shedeur Sanders is hand in glove fit for this offense, but they're going to have to really supplement it. And I think free agency, what they do, you know, obviously T. Higgins would be the guy to go get receiver wise, but you know, if they add a free agent receiver, that's going to tell you, okay, look, you know, they're gearing up to make their quarterback have a better situation. And, you know, it comes down to receiver or edge in free agency. And, you know, when you look at this draft, obviously Abdul Carter is the best one. But remember, they draft at the number three, so it's 35. They'll draft in the second round. So the number three pick in the second round. And that's where a guy like Kyle Kennard. So you could load up. Mm-hmm. I think really what they do in free agency is going to tell you what they're going to do in the draft. But I wouldn't be surprised if they trade back, because you see this Cam Ward interest being drummed up. And if you notice, it's not by anybody who has ties to the mm-hmm. building, right? Mm-hmm. And there's reasoning for that, because teams want to, you know, be able to, like agents, you know, they want to drum up interest for the possibility of a team, you know, trading up to get them. And also, I wouldn't be surprised if that starts coming out that, you know, from in the building, that they're interested in Cam Ward to entice a team like the Browns, who seem to be interested in Ward, to move up and get him.
Now, obviously, we talked a bit about the draft, whatnot. Now, in regards to the coaches, we said what we needed to say about the GM and whether they keep him or not, and it seems like they're keeping the head coach. They don't seem like they're making a move there. But I'm sure after the season that they had, there has to be some changes being made within the coaching staff. And I know everyone would point to Colt Anderson, but I'm not 100% sure that it will be Colt Anderson. I think it may be someone else. And the reason I say that is because I think the last time Callahan spoke of Colt Anderson, he spoke of his team's improvement in the special teams area. That's why I sort of lean toward him saying, okay, as a first-year coach, it was bad at the beginning in certain areas. It's gotten better. Our roster needs to get better, but that's gotten better. And I'm going to give him another shot at this.
Yeah, well, this is where, like, being able to bring in a guy like Justin Hardy, right, mm-hmm. is the signing that a lot of people didn't even bat an eye at, but you notice he came on, and I remember talking to him, and he was on his Malcolm X. He kept saying, man, we're going to get this better by any means necessary. That's what he would say every time I would ask him. So you look at getting a guy like that, that helped the special teams. And I said all that to say that was a good job I ran in the front office, finding him and bringing him in to be a difference maker. And you look at the change. I mean, obviously, the linebackers, right? You didn't get that good play from linebackers, and that was a lot of times, you know, them being out of gaps, you know, that kind of led to a lot of these long runs that they gave up, along with obviously poor angles from the safety. So, I mean, there could be something there. I don't think Denard Wilson is in jeopardy. If you want to go like fall guy for the offense, I mean, Bo Hardigree, Nick Holtz, not that I say either one of them should be fired, but, you know, those are options. But I wouldn't be surprised if the whole thing is brought back and you know, given another opportunity.
Teron Davenport joining us on D-Mace, Vingan, and Dunnick. Teron, what was the most interesting thing you heard out of the locker room today when you were interviewing players?
Will Levis. He said that, you know, karma is going to find their way to get back to the Titans. I thought that was interesting that he said that. And then also, you know, when I asked him about being able to process things before it happens, as opposed to always having to answer afterward. And he said that that's something that he does have to work on. He felt like the processing sped up, but it still has to have improvement. So that's probably the most interesting thing is Will Levis himself. I thought it was cool talking to a lot of the players, though, because, I mean, Jeffrey Simmons, he had something that really stood out when he said, you know, this season needs to push everyone, not just the players, but the coaches, to work harder and make sure that they're not in this situation next year.
Teron Davenport, ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter, joining us here. Teron, I know you need to get to the Brian Callahan news conference. We look forward to hearing it. Talk soon.
All right, talk to you. Appreciate it.
Teron Davenport joining us on the program, 615-737-1025. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063, The Game.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.